It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Merry, I don't know what the hell to call it, but what a great damn day it is. We have opening day of baseball. It's rocking, it's rolling, it's happening, people. Yeah, the Dodgers, they played two games. We ain't talking about that. But we will talk about how the Cardinals are on the road opening up their season against the Dodgers. Cardinals, by the way. Got some youngsters playing this year. Got some youngsters. Four players, 23 and under. First time in 100 years. You got Olimar Mole back doing his thing. They gave him a little extension, just a little bit, so he can walk around with his chest all puffed up and try to get everybody to do what they're supposed to. We're going to talk about the Cardinals here in a minute with Brian Dacus. He's a Cardinals fan. We'll talk about the youth movement. The things that are going on there. Can Nolan Arenado find it again? Last year was the first year since the man was in the majors that he didn't get a gold glove. I'm sure he's going to be, the offseason he's been putting in that work. We're going to talk a little baseball today. Plus, you know what happens tonight. I'm going to get rich. Yeah. We got four big games tonight. Sweet 16 is starting tonight. 6 o'clock. Is the first game. My favorite game, though, to gamble. In fact, I think every single game I play, I'm going to parlay it with Illinois, the Illini, every one of them. So I'm going to either hit a damn granny.
Crazy.
Or I'm going to get thrown out at the plate, brother. Either, hey, go big or go home, son.
You know what? I guess so.
And this is that day. This is opening day of baseball. This is the Sweet 16. These are the days.
Wait, so you're parlaying every Sweet 16 play, not every like play in general.
I'm talking about baseball.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about basketball in game. I'm talking tonight when that game tips. I could literally be on edge, you would say.
So – I the specific
say about what 9:10 that Jun's going to tip tonight on the TBS
9 o'clock probably more like 9:30. The specific sportsbook
right.
I use has this feature where it will like ask you if you want to keep this bet in your bet slip after you make the bet, and I've always looked at it. I'm like, that is so stupid. Why would I want to leave that in my
somebody
bet slip?
Like me,
somebody like you, it's all making sense now.
Yeah, there are people like who like to go big, and again, the last game, I am in love with Illinois. Everybody is 6'6" or taller. They all can handle the basketball. You got the best player in the world right now, and Terrence Shannon Jr. might be a bad person.
He might be a terrible person.
Might be a terrible person. But you know what? I know the dude can do one thing. That's put the ball in the hole. And he does it so effortless. He just makes it look easier than other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you see him, you're like, yeah, man, I can go out back and do some cool things in the basketball court.
Yeah.
And then you go outside because he makes it look so easy and realize you ain't got but a 3-inch vertical.
And
you can't
hard.
Even hit the rim.
Yeah. And then you got to go play shorty ball.
And it's hard. But I'm telling you, that guy's skill level is ridiculous. We're also going to talk a little bit of NBA, just a little smidge. Because we got Isaac Simpson, you know?
That's right.
He's going to join us.
Grizzlies played last night.
Grizzlies did play last night. This is, I can't believe I'm about to be honest with you with this, but I have no idea if the Grizzlies won or lost.
They lost the game, John.
I mean, I figured they probably would have. I know this is bad to say. I told you that yesterday, didn't I say, pre-emphasize yesterday, is no gambling. No, nothing. I did everything that Chas wanted me to do. I even watched a movie called Strays, which, by the way, it had more cussing than any movie I've ever seen in my life. It's got
Kevin Hart,
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's in it.
Jamie Foxx.
That's
they're the
it is,
voices
yeah.
of all these
yeah.
little
is
dogs.
Kevin Hart not? I thought Kevin Hart was in it.
I don't
it.
Think
Maybe
Kevin Hart was in that, John.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not going to be like, I'm not 100%.
No, maybe you're right. I knew it was like two or three A-list celebrities. Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, and I thought Kevin Hart was in, but I think you're right now.
But, yes, so I was 100% unplugged from sports yesterday because I was being the best boyfriend I can be.
Well, was it a good movie?
Oh, it was actually, for one that she picked, yes. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
Like, yeah, because, you know, I hate to say this, but it's true. I don't usually let her pick the movie because she usually has, like, I'm not watching the Hallmark Channel. I'm not
around Christmas time. Oh, man, my Lord.
But I'm not into the love stuff. But she picked a cute little movie. But I don't think she expected it to be nearly as raunchy as it was.
Mm, yeah, it's rated R. I mean.
Yeah, it's a rated R.
But it's about dogs.
But it's about dogs.
Stray dogs, yeah.
And I guess they're all, is that AI technology?
No, I think it's like CGI more.
So they're real dogs that just make their mouth move with CGI?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was funny as hell. So again, I have no idea what happened in the NBA. That's why we're bringing Isaac Simpson on at 11:30. He's going to let us know what happened with the Grizzlies because obviously I was watching a dog movie. Man, those dogs would like talk a lot about sex and cussing and drugs and drink. I mean, it was nuts.
That's hilarious.
It was kind of like they were doing like you know, being people, but like in a dog way. Mm. And it was really funny. But anyway, Grizzlies did lose to the Lakers. Did LeBron play?
He did, John. honestly.
Oh, by the way, just to also give me a little bit of an excuse. So I got up early this morning. No, I did not watch any NBA BS because today is all about college basketball and all about baseball. And I had an MLB Network on all morning long. Been watching it strong. A little high heat, you know, later in the afternoon.
Sure.
Mark DeRosa is so good. It's not even funny. Like, he's amazing. But I was watching a little MLB Network, getting ready for opening day, and then I was breaking down all the basketball games. So those are what you're going to get from me. Dake is going to talk a little Cardinals. NBA's from Isaac. 12 o'clock, Evie Van Pelt. The Ole Miss Rebels. We're going to talk a little bit about them. Some cops are going to sneak in here today. Did you know that?
Oh, all right.
So I got a major announcement with the police. I'm pretty sure they're probably having an academy starting up.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to give you a little information about that very soon as well. We got Hardenwood because it feels so good. We got bets. We got a busy, busy show today. But I think we got to start off with one place since it is opening day. And we do live in Memphis, Tennessee, home of the Redbirds. I think we should talk a little bit about the big club. And I'm kind of curious, what are the expectations for this club after an absolutely embarrassing season last year? Saying embarrassing is actually, I think, kind of being nice. It was terrible. First year without Yachty. Pitching staff was awful, and I'm not blaming the catcher. I'm just saying Yachty wasn't back there. But their pitcher sucked. Like, that's just the truth of it. They brought in some new faces, some new arms. It's going to be an adventure. The one thing, though, I wanted to bring up about this Cardinals game, and I wanted to ask you, Dacus, because you know you got Paul Goldschmidt, Paulie over there at first pace. You know what you're going to get from him. Nolan Arenado did have a down year last year. But this is a dude who, again, had 10 straight gold gloves. Last year, the first year, he didn't have a gold glove at third base. Last year, he really did not hit well. He only had 26 home runs. He only had 93 RBI. This is a guy who's 30 home runs, 100 RBI plus, 300 average, on base percentage around, you know, 360, 370 year in and year out, slugging 560s. You know, this is a dude who's a raker. I think he's going to bounce back. But there's a couple young bucks that they keep talking about. And I'm just wondering, what do you think about their new little shortstop, Mason Wynn?
Good player.
This young guy, by the way, did you know that he was offered to pitch or play in the field?
Yeah, no, I think he did that all the way up to double A. Uh-huh. And then
he said he wanted to focus on playing shortstop.
Yeah.
But this is a dude who was hitting triple digits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's got one of the best arms in all of baseball.
21 years old.
Yeah. He clocked the fastest speed of a ball when he threw it from shortstop to first last year in the prospects game or whatever it's called.
The prospect last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. He's a little bit of a stud.
Yeah, he's got a big arm. He can struggle at the plate at times. His glove is definitely better than his bat.
He looked
right
pretty
now.
Decent in spring.
Yeah.
I will say in AAA, he was just about he was 288. I got him right here. 288, 18 homers, 17 stolen bases in 105 games last year.
He's fun, though. I mean, he got some time last year with the
Dude, he's 21.
Cardinals,
I mean, this guy could be a...
Yeah.
And he's got guys like Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt who are vets on that infield to basically teach him how to be a pro.
Yeah. I mean, as long as Paul DeJong's not shortstop, I think anybody could be a shortstop for the Cardinals. I'd be happy. It's just not Paul DeJong.
That's a very good point.
I hate Paul DeJong. He's a White Sox.
Very, very good point. The interesting thing, though, that since you mentioned, the shortstop position, and you brought up last year's shortstop position, have you paid attention to what, they're doing with Mookie over there in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm excited. I love Mookie Betts.
An athlete you have to be.
Hell yeah,
this absolutely. Is a guy who has played center field, right field, second base. He was going to play. They were bringing him in to play second base to start the year. Did you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, we have a little issues. Can you play shortstop? Sure. Gotcha. Best infielder on the infield.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro. I mean, like, when you watch Francisco Lindor, that dude is silky smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Gavin Lux couldn't field anything at shortstop. And so they were like, hey.
No, Gavin Lux could not.
We've got this guy that can literally play every position on the field. Mookie, you think you can play short? And Mookie was like, sure, why not?
I think he's one of the most underrated players because I know he's a former MVP. I know he gets a lot of love. When he was in Boston loved him. People out on the West Coast love him. But you know how many names people always bring up when they're talking about the best names around the game? People bring up different names before they bring up Mookie Betts. And I want you to think about it. One of the best hitters in baseball. He's got power. He hits to all fields. Great base runner. Has an absolute hose. Can play center, right, second, and short. This is not a dude who is a utility guy who goes in and plays a couple days a week at a couple different positions, knows he's going to play on this day of rest, yada, yada, yada. This is a dude who, when asked to do it, just goes out and gets it done. It's ridiculous. So I'm a little bit fired up, you could say. We got a lot of baseball going on. The other young kid, though, that I wanted to talk about before we got to the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And by the way, did you know the matchup, right? Tyler Glasnow is going to get his second opening day start of the year. He had the first opening day start for the Dodgers in Korea. And now he's getting the opening day start in L.A. Miles Michaelis is starting for St. Louis today. So that's a great little matchup, you could say. And by the way, Sonny Gray, if you're wondering why he's not starting today, it's because he's got a hammy issue. So how long is he supposed to be out?
He's been throwing. I don't think he should be out much longer, but it feels like deja vu. A starting pitcher to start the season on the IL, and you've got an outfielder to start the season on the IL. I mean, it feels like the exact same thing I saw from the Cardinals last year. So when you talked about what are the hopes, expectations for that, I have zero. I just want to be better than they were last year. I could be one game better, and I'd be happy.
One game better? Damn.
Yes. I mean, I have zero expectations for this team.
Zero expectations? Not like you know how you get excited about the Grizzlies because of the youth movement?
No, I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to watch probably every game.
Today, by the way, it's the first day of the year. You never know. It's baseball.
No, you're right. Well, and that's why I'm saying I don't have
hope.
My expectations aren't
eternal.
Bad. I'm not saying they're going to be awful again, but I also don't have great expectations or good expectations. I'm just right down the middle. I'm just going to enjoy the baseball. If they suck, hopefully they'll at least just have young guys that are fun to watch. If they're good, then hey, they're good. That's where I'm at right now.
I think I feel the frustration in your voice.
Thank you.
The other thing about this game is it's going to also be Shohei Ohtani's opening day start for the Dodgers, first time opening up his career there with all the gambling stuff flying around. I have a feeling this dude's still going to be great. A lot of things that I've been listening, especially, and this is basically me regurgitating what I heard on MLB Network. Like Mark DeRosa was talking about how he was talking with a bunch of the players and some of the former Angels teammates that he worked with. And they say that Shohei Ohtani is just that dude. Like, he really is not – he just focuses – like, when he zeroes in to focus on something, he really just forgets about everything else. He just kind of really cares about being the best baseball player he can be. And that – like, he's kind of a single – like, almost like a very, very narrow-focused individual. And he pretty much blocks everything out. And DeRosa was talking about – and I, at first I was like, well, you know what? All pro baseball players do this. They're like, what makes him special? I forget he has 50 to 100 foreign reporters following his yep. every move, every second of every day. When he walks out of his house, he's like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Like, you have to be able to push the outside away and literally focus on yourself with that circus that he lives with every single day. So you know what? I'm starting to think to myself, you know what? Damn, I didn't think about it like that. Like, I didn't think about how many, like, his reporting pool is bigger than the president's. Like, homie is getting followed everywhere. So Shohei, I have a feeling his debut, and again, my man got 10 years, $700 million. I don't, and he's got this huge gambling situation hanging over his head. I have a feeling he don't care. I think he goes out and rakes today. And then you have Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani as your first three hitters. It's the nastiest three hitters possibly in the history of baseball. That's three MVPs. That's insane. Mookie, Shohei, and Freddie. That is hitting. And by the way, did you know this is Freddie Freeman's 14th opening day?
How about that?
My man's been playing a lot of baseball, a whole lot of baseball. So, I'm excited. We got opening day. We're going to talk a whole lot about the baseball situation that's going on. We're going to break down that. But the one other person that I did want to bring up really quickly was they got another young buck, Victor Scott.
Mm-hmm. The second.
Thank you. Victor Scott. Victor Scott the second. His parents were both track stars. They say this little dude can run like the wind. Like, absolutely run. Go ahead and give me an update on the Popo.
They're here.
They're ready to roll?
Whenever you're ready, John.
We're going to take a quick time out. We got the Memphis Police Department coming in here to tell you how you could become one in blue. Don't you dare touch the dial. It's opening day in baseball. We got Isaac Simpson, Evie Van Pelt, Harden Wood. And don't forget, we got some bets on the Sweet 16. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a beautiful Thursday. The weather is gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. Baseball is starting today. Hope springs eternal, man. New season, MLB, and we got four ridiculous basketball games on tonight. I can't wait to get a little, like the 9 o'clock hour could be like one of the most wonderful and scary times of my life, because I'm parlaying all my baseball games, all my basketball games with Illinois, who's playing Iowa State tonight on the money line. Go big or go home. That's what I like to say. And by the way, remember, a broke man is a dangerous man. Speaking of that, man, if you're broke right now and you're looking for a job, I might have the opportunity of a lifetime. Couple friends in here with me, Officer James Guy the Third, Officer Chris Freeman. They're in the house. Why? Because we have a hiring expo. It's happening this Saturday. It's 11 to 3. It's down at 170 North Main Street.
Correct.
It is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'm kind of curious, gentlemen, first and foremost, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
You're doing great.
Looking good. Feeling good.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Enjoying life.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Loving right. every day that you get to go to work.
Absolutely. Yes.
I gotta ask you right now, because I want some of these people out here thinking to themselves who might not like their 9-to-5, who might not enjoy what they're doing. I also kind of speak into some of these young kids. I was talking to a couple young kids the other day, and they were like, "Man, I just don't know if college is for me anymore." Mm-hmm. Like they've about to go in their third year score or whatever, and they're just like, "Man, you know, like taking on all that debt right now, like continuing to do this." And I'm thinking to myself, man, I might know something that you might want to jump in. Tell us a little bit about what you think would appeal to some of these younger generations, to some of these people out here who are 9-to-5ers. What is it that the Memphis Police Department can offer?
Well, as far as the Memphis Police Department, we can offer different type of jobs on the Memphis Police Department. You have different specialized units that they can really just fall in love with. We have the canine unit.
I'm a dog lover.
Love dogs?
I'm a dog loving fool, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The canine unit sounds perfect for me.
Yes, yes. The canine unit, we have the tech team, which is our SWAT. But Memphis, we call it a tech unit. We do have motors, if you like riding motorcycles.
Oh,
we do have that.
Really?
Yes, we do have that.
Oh, man, that's right. Like all the funerals that are going on. Like when you're a part of the motorcycle squad, I mean, you probably have to deal with, like, you're on your bike all the dadgum time, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Like you are out there doing traffic, escorting people all over the place. So if you love riding motorcycles, get paid to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't even think. I don't know if we've ever even talked about that.
I don't know. But yeah, they especially this time of year, this weather.
Oh, man, what a great – I'm talking to my buddy Lance out there. I hope you're listening today because I just found your job. Like, I just found you your job. My man's always on his bike.
Yeah.
They got the canine units. You got the motorcycle. Also, there's, not just young people, but, you take all different kind of walks of life. I mean, somebody as old as me could walk up in there and you could find me. Now, I ain't going to be out there chasing nobody. I got my feet. My back's a little bit sore. But, if you want to go out there and work with the police department, do something in your community, you could help with, because there are desk jobs as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. There is.
Man, so there's just a little bit of sprinkle, magic, a little something, everything in the MPD.
Everywhere. And it's you won't get bored. There's always something for you to do. And that's not counting promotional opportunities and everything that comes with just the longevity of the job. So,
and I'm kind of curious, man. Gentlemen, how many years do you have to put in before you get retirement?
25.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you go and join the police department, say at 25 by 50, you put in retirement. Yep. You're working now, right. Just adding a little extra to your pocket.
Yep. Yep. You're out of here and done.
I have a couple friends that are, one's still a police officer in Memphis, one's a Shelby County Sheriff. And they also have an unbelievable opportunity because they do some of the security for these events, right. Like over here at the, the Memphis Botanic Gardens and the, oh, my goodness. They were telling me, the little chunk of change that they get paid to do those security gigs and how easy it is just watching little, hippie kids go in there parking cars and doing their little thing. They're it's easy, easy money. So, there's also opportunities, to grow even not, just with the police department. But when your time's kind of come and gone, there's always somebody that needs somebody who has – some of these skills that you learn. Now, tell me how you get involved in the police department. There's a hiring expo this Saturday, 170 North Main.
Yes, correct. Yes, this Saturday. So it's the way we've always done it. It's going to be downtown at police headquarters, 170 North Main, this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All they need to bring, John, is a valid driver's license. So I need to bring with them. And that's simple, right?
That is very, very simple.
So once they get there, they'll be able to talk with us, the specialized units, like he was saying, K-9 and TAC unit. They'll all be there to give their insights. If they haven't completed their application already, which we encourage them to do so, they'll be able to complete the application there and take their first pre-hire test. So when they leave, they'll be in the background phase, and it'll make their hiring process go a lot smoother, a lot faster than anyone who doesn't attend.
All right. So now bringing up the application, can they not just go online right now and fill out that application and already kind of get a jump on the game?
Most definitely. That's what most definitely we suggest. Just fill it out online at joinpd.com. Mm-hmm. So by the time you come to the expo this weekend, it'll be smooth sailing. You'll be pushed through the process a little bit quicker than if you haven't finished it.
JoinMPD.com. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's simple. JoinMPD.com. Come join the boys in blue, the girls in blue. Come join the best in blue.
Most definitely. Yes.
The best in blue. Again, this is March 30th, this Saturday, 11 to 3, 170 North Main Street. Crazy thing is, gentlemen, I hate to like jump in other people's money, but I might have to. You might have to take me to lunch because I think y'all are starting at $54,000 a year.
Yes. Absolutely.
With benefits?
Yes. Our recruits are making now what we used to top out at make. Yeah. They used to be our max pay. Yeah. So now when you come through the door, that's what you make, and you top out at $72,000.
Okay, wait. So in basically about, what, 3 years?
3 years.
You could be making $72,000 a year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a big
and thing. Enjoying going to your job?
Yes.
Yes.
Specializing in whatever it is you feel like you can. That's another thing I wanted to ask you, gentlemen. Obviously, I guess, you know, I never even asked you this, Officer Freeman. Are you part of, like, I guess the communications? Do you go out there and basically speak on behalf of, like what division are you in? Because you're always up here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're always at, like, schools, and you're doing all kinds of stuff all across the city. So what field are you in?
So Officer Guy and I both work at the Training Academy. And we're in the background and recruiting part of the Training Academy. So we do all the recruiting. So when you see
bringing
us out,
fresh faces.
Right. Yes. When you see us out, that's what we're doing. We're trying to make sure that we put the police department out there for those who want to see it and find it and make sure we bring those people in. So that's what I'm able to do. And to be honest with you, I never saw myself doing this on the police department, but it just shows you how the police department can put you in those positions and you will find something that
find
you like
yourself,
to do.
Basically.
Right. Absolutely. And I would have never thought I'd be sitting here talking to you.
Man, so, I'm going to lie to you. I never thought I'd be on a microphone talking to people either. Yeah. Like sometimes because like I was young, dumb, not still dumb, but I'm just a lot older. But I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was just a young kid wanting to play ball. And then all of a sudden school come and goes. And next thing you know, you're bartending on Beale Street. But there was a radio station above me and like all the sports guys used to come down and sit at the bar. Next thing you know, I'm arguing with them about sports, and one day the dude's like, dude, you need to get into radio. Now, 20 years later, here I am talking to you guys. So, like, yeah, that kind of, like, sometimes it just falls on you.
Yep.
But sometimes if you just go to a place and somebody gives you structure or just puts something in your ear, because, like, there's a lot of young people who are lost. I know I was lost.
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You can pull up there and start making $54,000 a year, and you can figure it out.
Yep, and set up your whole future. Your entire life can be set up with this.
25 years, too. Yep. And then you got retirement and everything's extra. Talk about some of the high school young folks that are about to graduate. So I know there's a lot of young people, again, who are now pushing college off. Now, I know if you go to college, there's so many different benefits if you have your college degree. So if you got your college degree, I'm kind of speaking to the young people out there. Because there's like the gentleman who go to church and help do the crossing guards, the ones when there's an accident. What exactly is that branch? Is that where you go and start out if you're still young?
Yes. So that's the police service technicians. And we get those right out of high school. So if they're graduating with it in May, they're coming out in May, they can come to the academy in June or July and have a job. And their base pay is starting at $40,000.
Whoa. And, like you can come out of high school making 40K?
40. Yes.
I came out of high school making like $650 an hour, dead gummit.
Yeah. So that's $40,000 for those. And the good thing about being a police service technician is you go through the academy for the first 7 weeks. And then once you get of age and old enough, when you come back, you start at week 7. You don't start at week 1. You come back where you left off.
Man, that is awesome to hear. Again, this is for all ages, for all careers, for all people. Go to joinmpd.com. Check it out. I'm telling you right now, this could be the opportunity you've been looking for. This could be your future, and you'd be helping out your community, making Memphis even better. I'm telling you, if you want to be part of the best in blue, go join mpd.com, joinmpd.com. And again, it's this Saturday, 11 to 3. All you have to do is bring your license.
That's it.
That's pretty dead-gum simple.
That is.
That's it.
All right, gentlemen, I got to get to some stuff that's important. Officer Guy, you a basketball fan? You paying attention to the NCAA tournament?
Yes.
Officer Freeman, you paying attention to the NCAA tournament?
Half attention, but I'm there.
A little bit?
I'm there.
All right. today we got four big games. Illinois is playing Iowa State. Terrence Shannon Jr., not a good guy. Hell of a basketball player. Iowa State's got a great defense. Illinois' great offense. I feel like the wrong team's favored. I love Illinois. Do either one of you feel like this is a bad play for me?
You pick Illinois?
Mm-hmm. I love Illinois against Iowa State. Mm.
I think go with your gut, John.
Yeah,
go with my gut?
Go with your gut.
Go with the gut.
Man. That's what you do. Go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And all y'all out there, make sure you go downtown to 170 North Main, 11 to 3. It's the police headquarters.
Yep.
Yes.
Going down there, 11 to 3. Bring your ID. It's an opportunity to change your life and join the best in blue. We're back in two shakes with Isaac Simpson, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy, happy, wonderful day it is. What's the date? 28th?
The 28th, Thursday. Dude, don't play, the 28th.
Don't play no games with me. March 28th will go down as one of the best days of the year, especially if Illinois wins, because we're pounding the Illini. They're going to beat them Cyclones. I love me a little TJ. Don't get me wrong. I like the team. They're cute. Illinois don't play, though. It's also opening day. And there was a basketball game, and I didn't see one second, one play, the recap. I didn't read nothing about it because I was watching Strays and cooking dinner with my girl, because that's what I do before the NCAA tournament opening day start, because she knows she ain't going to talk to me till Monday. What up, Isaac? How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing okay, man. Still a little bit under the weather, but we're here.
Damn,
here
it's opening day. You still fighting it, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm still testing positive. Anybody that doesn't know, I'm sure most people that follow me know, finally caught the COVID, man. I avoided it for years, man, but finally caught up with me. It's not fun, I'll tell you that.
Man, the vid sucks, doesn't it?
It does, for sure.
I'm so sorry for you, brother. I really am. I'm scared to say this because I'm probably going to jinx myself, but I still ain't caught it yet.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, man. I thought I was inevitable. I thought I wasn't gonna be able to get it. Was never gonna get it, man. But man, it crept up on me last week, man. So yeah. So if you can avoid it, please avoid it, because it's not fun. I tell you that.
I just have to say, like, I'm kind of proud of myself. Do you know, like, I'm 45 years old, and I live in Memphis, Tennessee. I haven't caught a single STD or the vid in 45 years. I feel like I get a gold star.
Well, I was right there with you on both until last week. So.
If you can't tell, I'm in a great mood. First and foremost, I got to get are you a little excited about opening day? Like, does it make you feel a little bit better?
Man, it's going to be a long season for my White Sox. I don't think there's any question. I think there's a chance that they could be worst team in baseball. I think we're on the way to 100 losses, but I'm going to be right there watching every one of them, man. So ready for this afternoon, man, as they get ready to take on the Tigers, man. It's still fun, man, to have baseball on the TV. It's going to be fun no matter how bad it is, man. I'm still going to watch and support my guys. So we'll see how it goes.
Man, shoot, I wish you luck, man, with your White Sox, because, buddy, I feel bad about your Cowboys right now. They're taking a lot of taking a lot of punches right now, aren't they?
Yeah, man, I don't understand. I don't get it at all. You're a 12 win team 3 years in a row. You feel like you just need a couple of pieces to go put you over the top, and they just went the complete opposite direction this offseason.
They
haven't got any extensions done with Dak, CD, Just didn't do anything in free agent outside of signing Kendricks, the linebacker from the Chargers. They just haven't done anything and doesn't look to plan on there. Seem like they've lost a lot of pieces, and they're going to try to replace them all in the draft, and I think that's a fool's errand.
Also, kind of curious, what do you think about Dan Quinn leaving the team and staying in the division?
Yeah, man, he's taking a lot of guys with him. We have a lot of guys that have defected, left this Cowboys defense is heading over to Landover, Maryland, man, to play with Dan Quinn and Denham, and they just haven't replaced any of those guys. I just don't understand what they're doing. I don't know if they're doing a soft teardown and they're just not admitting it, that they're planning on letting Dak go at the end of the season, because right now, without that extension, he's going to hit free agency next offseason, and I don't think that's a good spot to be in. Plus, it's going to cost them a total of $90 million on the cap if they don't extend him, even if he walks next offseason. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense what the Joneses are doing, man. I don't understand the most prestigious franchise in professional sports, and they just refuse to spend any money in free agency. It's just crazy. As you see small market teams just loading up, teams like Jacksonville going out, making moves, and you got the Dallas Cowboys who basically print money and just not doing anything in free agency, man. It's just tough to watch.
It's got to be frustrating. It's definitely got to be frustrating. Everybody, if you didn't realize, Isaac doesn't just talk about the NBA. Follow him on Twitter at Isaac_NBA. That's at Isaac_NBA. He doesn't just cover the Tigers. My man is a sports head like you would not believe. Loves it all. Got to ask your opinion about the NCAA tournament. We got the Sweet 16 also starting today. If you haven't been listening, I'm got a mini fortune on the Illini. And I feel really good about it. I'm kind of curious what your take on Illinois-Iowa State tonight. That's supposed to tip around 9:10 on TBS, probably not till 9:30. Iowa State's a 1.5-point favorite.
Man, that's a tough one, man, because I think it's going to be a close game. I really love what, and I hate to say this because of the person that he is, but I love what Terrence Shannon Jr. has been doing. He's been looking almost unstoppable out there. And that Iowa State, Illinois team is a fun team to watch, but Iowa State's really good, man. They can really put some points on the board. I think this is that 1.5 line, I think that's absolutely correct, because I think I can see this game going either way. I think this is sneakily going to be one of the best games of the weekend. It could go either way, man. I don't know if I feel great if I had a lot of money on either side, because I could see it going either way, man. But good luck with that one. I think I would lean Illinois if I had to pick one, but it's a really, really even matchup. I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm a little bit fired up, you could say. Dude, I don't know, man. Even money on the money line with the Illini, with Terrence Shannon, the fact that everybody's 6'6 or taller, and the fact that, you know, Iowa State depends so much on forcing turnovers from the other team. Illinois doesn't turn the ball over. Like, that's not one. I don't know, man. I just feel like I'm going with offense over defense today anyway. A couple other games before we get to the Grizzlies and stuff. Is there anybody that stuck out? Because I'm a parlay with Illinois.
Not today. I think the lines are pretty good. I think North Carolina beats Alabama. I don't have many questions about that one. I think UConn handles San Diego State. And Arizona Clemson is an interesting one. I think I would probably take Clemson with the points. 7.5 seems a little bit big. Clemson's playing good basketball right now. I could see that game being closer than that. So if anything else, other than you take the Illinois or Iowa State on the money line, I think Arizona Clemson, I think, is one I would look at. I can see Clemson keeping it closer than that.
All right. I didn't see a single play last night. Grizzlies, they played the Lakers. I was doing boyfriend duty because, you know, last week NCAA tournament, didn't talk to Chaz for 4 days. It's getting ready to start back, plus opening day. I'm not going to talk to her probably for another 4 days. So I had to do my duty. Any chance you got a chance to, like, did you pay attention to the Lakers and the Grizzlies?
Yeah, well, I watched every minute of it, unfortunately. Yeah, man, nine games to go, man. I think we're just ready to get this thing over, and I think the players are as well. I think the only positive you can really take out of last night, man, Brandon Clark returned after close to a year absence. He had 6.5 rebounds in 21 minutes. Looked to be moving around pretty
minutes?
Well. Huh?
He played 21 minutes?
Yeah, and that's actually more than he averaged last year. Taylor Diggins said before the game that he was going to – kind of watch his minutes, but he actually ended up playing 21 minutes. He looked pretty good, moved pretty well, probably better than I would have expected for a guy like him coming off that type of injury. I had some real concerns, but he looked like BC at times, man. Looked to be getting up and down the court really well, man. You saw him get up off the floor on some rebounds, so he looked pretty good. So I think that's kind of really the only positive you could take out of last night. I think these guys are ready to just hit Cabo at this point, man. You can just tell, man, these last couple games, the body language, the effort on defense just hasn't been there at all these last couple games, man. I think they're just ready to kind of get this thing over with. So 9 left, man. I'm just ready to fast forward, get to the NBA draft lottery, find out where that pick's going to land, and go from there.
It's all about them balls bouncing the Grizzlies' way, I guess.
Yeah, right now they'd be in the 7th lottery spot, but I feel good about it. I got a feeling they jump into their top 4. I've been feeling like that all year. It just feels like they're due something positive to happen after all the negativity and things that have happened with the franchise over the last couple of years. It just feels like they're due some good luck. So I got a feeling that they're going to jump up into their top 4. We'll see, man, coming up in May.
Well, since they were playing the Lakers, was there any interesting thing about the Lakers? Like LeBron, was he back?
Yeah, LeBron played really well. I think he had a triple-double last night. Just a freight train, like always, man. Just amazing what that guy still able to do at 40 years old, man. I don't even think he gets enough credit. As much credit as he does get, I still don't think he gets enough, because I'm not a LeBron guy at all, man. But I have to acknowledge greatness. And to do what he's doing at his age, man, it's just amazing to watch. Because at times, I mean, he's still the same guy he was when he first came in the league at times. You see bursts and moments where he takes off, he comes down that lane, man. It's just amazing, amazing to watch. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. That play-in, I think, is going to be really competitive. I mean, you look at the teams that are in there, the Lakers, the Warriors. You got Phoenix in there.
Dude, you could have Kevin Durant, Steph, yeah, and LeBron all in the play-in.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to see who emerges out of that group, because you got 4 good teams in there, man. So that's going to be fun to watch that when we get to that in a few weeks.
Right now, the Dallas Mavericks look like they're on a little bit of a heater. They've been playing really good basketball of late. Do you believe in them?
I mean, I think they have some solid pieces. It just, I don't know, man. It's something about Luka, and that I don't know. I don't feel like they can get to the finals. It just always feels like they have really good teams, but it just seems like in the playoffs, something, they just can't get over the hump. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Luka dominates the ball so much that they don't. I don't know, man. I don't fully believe in them. They're a really good basketball team, but I don't see them winning a championship, getting to the finals, anything like that. I think in the end, I really don't believe in any of those teams, to be honest. Denver is the only team. I don't think any of those teams can beat Denver in a 7-game series. Like, you look at Minnesota and OKC. Like, I don't really. If the Grizzlies were healthy, I believe that they would be better than those teams. I just don't really believe in those teams, and I think those teams could be, like, whoever finished second could be on upset watch with whoever comes out of that play-in, that 7th seed. I think, because, I mean, you look at Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers, or the Warriors, I think all of those teams could give, like, Minnesota's in the 2nd seed right now. I think any of those teams could get in problems.
I'm kind of curious. What are you thinking about, you know, the Pelicans? Zion's actually looking like he's playing some. I mean, Zion's not looking like it. He's playing some damn good hoops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think with the Pelicans, you see them right there in the 5th seed right now. I don't really look at them any differently than I look at Minnesota and OKC. I think out of that group of the teams with the Clippers at 4, I think Clippers are probably the most dangerous as far outside of Denver, as far as the talent that they have on their roster. Like, at the rest of those teams, I kind of group them in one group, and even some of the teams into the play-in, I don't feel like there's a lot of difference there, and I think those series could go either way. When it comes to the playoffs, I don't really buy into Minnesota and Oklahoma City. I think it's a little bit of fool's gold with both of those teams. I think both of those teams are prime to be upset. Like, if one of those teams run into Phoenix in the first round, I feel like if Phoenix plays up to their capabilities, I think they could give them a lot of trouble. So I think this playoff is going to be fun, because outside of Denver, I really don't think there's any guarantee. I think you can kind of throw the season out the window, and it's just going to be, can anybody beat Denver? And I think the answer to that question is no.
Yeah, they're just cold-blooded, straight up. Like, they got
that. I mean, it's just too much Jokic, and, I mean, they're just so good, man. You just watch
Aaron
the way
Gordon,
that they run their offense. Man,
Michael Porter Jr. hitting open shots. I mean, damn, Murray. I mean, it's just, they're just nasty.
What do you do?
Pick your poison. Got to know, though. What's up with the Tigers, man? Anything in the portal that you've been, like, paying attention to and kind of getting excited about? You hear any rumors?
One thing I will say, and I tweeted about this on X, is usually when the portal opens up, you'll find Memphis's name on almost every guy list that enters the portal. That hasn't been the case this time. It looks like Penny is being a lot more selective. Because you've only seen maybe five or six guys, namely, it usually be like 40 by now. Like every list you come out at Memphis on it. So it seems like he's been a lot more selective, and that's going to be his task with this. Because we saw how this went last year, and he's going to have to build pretty much an entire team the same way. And it didn't work out last time. He brought in a bunch of talented guys, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work. He's going to have to find guys that are willing to play his system, play defense, guys that hopefully can create chemistry with each other. So last year, I think he just got whoever he could get. He was like, this guy's talented, I'll take him. He's talented, I'll take him. And it doesn't always work like that. Just because you put a bunch of talented guys together doesn't mean it's going to work out, because one thing, his systems are usually built defense first, and those guys are anything but that. So he has to find guys that fit within his system in order to try to make this thing work. I think it's also big that Stansberry is returning. I was kind of surprised by that. I just always felt like, even going before the season started last year, that would probably be a one-year deal, man. So I think it's good to have him back in the fold as well. So it's going to be interesting, but he's going to have to be selective, man, and try to find the right guys. And I know that's kind of hard to do because you've never seen these guys play with whoever else you bring in. But you got to try to do it smartly, because it didn't work out this last year.
Oh, it did not work. Oh, man. I will tell you, November and December were fun.
It was, man. Just to think back to that time, man, it felt like we were
on
our way, man.
2023 finished strong.
So, man, yeah, it was a rough year, man. I do not want to go through that again. That's for sure. I'm sure Penny Hardaway doesn't either.
Well, Isaac, man, I hope you feel better. Are you able to, like, what y'all working on?
Yeah, man, we just, like I said, we've been kind of down a little bit right now, man. Life gets in the way. We've all kind of had some stuff going on, but we're definitely going to get it cranked back up here soon. So be on the lookout for that over at Eatos Grizzlies.
Man, enjoy opening day, my friend. Get better, and we'll do it again next Thursday.
Will do, man. Talk to you next week.
That is Isaac Simpson. On the other side, we got Evie Van Pelt. We got opening day. We got spring baseball. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We're talking Rebels, hottie toddy, Sports 56, 98.5 FM. Thunder in your ear. You shout.